You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with 2 chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
Because a lot of this stuff I'm just figuring out on my own, and I have to constantly remind myself that I'm not sad. I'm not going through anything bad. It's just literally navigating a new level. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. Now, this episode is going to be full transparency as per usual, just in case it resonates with anyone, because the past week, I would say, has been very interesting. There's been a lot going on in my life, many updates, all good things, but all new things that I don't know how to navigate yet. So I thought I would just touch on the whole process just in case anybody can relate, as per usual. So this episode is going to be about my spiritual journey / leveling up journey and how it's pretty much been kicking my ass lately, if I'm being honest. And I'm going to read the definition off of Google for those of you who don't really understand what that means. What it says is that a spiritual journey is a journey you would take to define who you are, what your problems are in life, and how to come to peace with the world. In a sense, it's really just discovering like who you are, your purpose, you know, stuff like that. At least that's what it means to me, right? Just being true to myself, being more aligned with what I think my purpose is in life, right? Because here's the thing about going on a spiritual journey and deciding that you want to be the best version of yourself that people don't really point out in the beginning, but you'll soon realize it if you choose to do this, right? Because here's the thing about going on said spiritual journey for yourself, right? You will be in a specific point in your life where you feel like, okay, I want more from life. I want to do my own thing. I want to break away from the things that I'm doing now. Like I want something different from myself. I want to realize my full potential. I just want more out of life, right? It starts with like that initial desire to become the best version of yourself in a sense, right? But here's the thing, after you make that decision and you start your healing process, right? You start dealing with your traumas and the things that bother you, etc. And there's a lot of other terms like shadow work and all of this stuff that I don't fully understand yet, so I'm not even going to bring it up. But when you decide to take accountability essentially and stop putting your life and the outcomes of your life in other people's hands, and you deal with your problems and stuff, you assess where you are, you figure out where you want to go, and you know, you start this whole healing process, you start to change your perspective. It's all fun and games until you actually do level up out of the place you once were when you decided to do better for yourself. And then you get to that new level and you realize that everything is different and you're at the bottom of a new level. So it's like, you leveled up, right? Congratulations. You're in a new space. You have a new perspective. Your traumas, your problems, you don't deal with them the same way. You've healed. You feel like you can deal with situations and take on new things with this new perspective, and you are ready for better and all of that. But now the thing is, where I am, it's like, let's think of it as climbing a mountain, right? And at the top is that thing that you want, whatever it is. The top is that thing that you want, right? And initially, you start at the bottom and you are on this flat surface looking up at the mountain, looking up at the peak, thinking, I have no idea how I'm going to get up there. I don't even know if I want to start climbing because what if I fail? What if I fall? You get past all of your fears of climbing this mountain. You stop procrastinating and trying to perfect the process and get all the tools that you think you need to start climbing. And then you just decide, you know what? What I want can't wait any longer. I need to just start climbing today. And so you finally start, right? It took you a while, but you finally start climbing the mountain. So you're going up this slope and you're dealing with an uphill battle because there's a lot of resistance due to your traumas, your fears, things about yourself that you didn't even realize were bothering you or didn't realize they had an impact on you because you never tried to push yourself as hard as you are pushing yourself right now to climb this mountain, right? You were coasting in your life before on a flat surface and you never really had to do much or put in much effort because you didn't challenge the status quo, right? You just went along with everything. But now you decide to climb this mountain to get to what you want at the top. And for the first time in your life, or for the first time in a while, instead of walking on flat ground, you're now walking up an incline, right? You're walking up a slope. It's an uphill battle. Like, think of yourself having to spend all day on the Stairmaster, or whatever it's called at the gym. Clearly, I don't go to the gym. So you were used to walking on flat ground all of this time. And now all of a sudden, it's like you're constantly walking uphill and you're tired, right? There's a lot of resistance because of your fears, your traumas, and all of the pain you've dealt with in life. All of it is trying to convince you that it's not worth it, that you should just turn back and walk because this is too hard. This is uncharted territory. But despite all of these doubtful thoughts, despite all of the hardships, you keep going regardless because you've come to a point where you realize that the desire for what you want is greater than your fear of failing. For the first time in your life, you're more afraid to settle than you are to fail because you're just that unhappy with whatever you were dealing with. You just wanted a change that bad. So you keep going and you keep climbing and you get to a point where you now reach a flat surface in the mountain. You can finally rest there, right? It's no longer an incline at this point, right? You can walk on flat ground with no problem because guess what? Now you leveled up. Now you can turn back and look at where you started at the bottom of the mountain, and it's very rewarding. You know, you've come very far. You've overcame a lot to get to this new point. And while you looked back, you realized that you are more than halfway at this point, right? You're halfway up the mountain. Shedding all of the baggage that you had in your life that was taking up space in your life created a lot of capacity for you to take on new information to get to the rest of the mountain, right? You now have the capacity to fill your life with more positivity because half of that climb was shedding all of the dead weight and your fears and your pains and getting a new perspective on life, right? And here's a new thing about this flat part of the mountain that you've now found yourself in. It's essentially a place of rest, right? A place of rest at this new level, right? You can stop and turn around and look back and see how far you've come. You can rest here and you can celebrate and you can take in the new views, view life through your new perspective. And it's a lot better than where you started, right? But the thing about flat spaces is that there's a new status quo there that you will have to challenge if you want to keep climbing. Because now you are at the halfway point of the mountain, right? You're a lot better than where you started off. And it's easy to stay there and remain stagnant and forget about the fact that you were trying to get to the top because it's a lot better than where you started. So you can rest there for a while, but it's like you're still not at the top yet. I'm not saying the whole thing should be about getting to the top, right? You should definitely pay attention to the journey because you are becoming a new person on your way to the top. But it's easy to stop there and just say, well, you know what, this is better than where I started, so I'll just stop there. But for those of you who, like myself, understand that, okay, it's a moment of rest and we have to continue climbing. The thing about the next part of the climb is that it's a lot steeper. What you did to get to the halfway mark is not the same thing that's going to work to get you past this incline. The first half was like being on a stairmaster. There's a lot of resistance. It was tough. But now this steep incline, you have to have a different way of getting to the top. It's going to require more of you. You have to learn things at this new resting place to learn how to navigate this steeper incline. What you did so far was enough to get you to where you are, but it's not enough to get you to where you're going. You have to now learn new things so that you can finish your climb and get to the top of the mountain. And that's exactly where I am, right? I feel like I've started climbing this steeper incline, but just like any other part of the mountain, it's trial and error, right? I'm learning different things along the way, and it's really helping me see that what I did to get to the halfway mark is not going to suffice in getting me to the top. So to be more specific, one of the things that I'm realizing is that most of my life, I wasn't as intentional about, you know, what I wanted. I solely believed that I was just going to get everything I wanted if I worked really long and hard on what I wanted, right? Now, that's only half of it. The other important part is that your beliefs also need to align. And it's one thing to have the initial belief, the initial faith, the initial desire, but it's another thing to continue to have that belief, but also know how to detach, also know how to visualize and do all of that and be still and trust God and let go and let God and come into a place of peace with what you are working towards and trust that it will happen regardless of how long you work and how hard you work. And don't get me wrong, like I said, working hard is a vital part of the process. But what I've realized is I have just tried to always control the outcome of things, always try to do things in my own ways. And now I am at a new point in my faith in God, and I am learning how to let go of control. And it's been very uncomfortable for me. It's been very uncomfortable for me to not know or understand what's next, but to still have faith regardless. And I'm human, and sometimes I have doubts. Sometimes I get a bit anxious about things, and I'm learning how to regulate my emotions, regulate my faith, and to just trust the process, even when what I see in my reality doesn't match what I see in my visualizations. I hope that makes sense. So that's one of the new things that I'm learning to navigate. And you know, I am climbing that steep slope, and I can literally feel, like I can taste the top at this point, but I just still have a lot to learn, and I have to learn how to see things and live my life with the new perspective and the new things that I've learned and the things that I am learning along this climb, because I have to consistently put forth the effort to override the old ways that helped me get to half of the mountain, but is not going to help me get to the top. So I say all of that to say that is just my perspective, my account of having a spiritual journey and at least where I am right now. And, you know, I know there's different phases, there's a lot more technical terms, but I prefer to say it in a way that resonates versus in a way that educates, like with all of the proper terminology and all of that stuff. I'm just being honest. This is where I'm at. And like I said, the rest piece is a big one. Because I also mentioned this in a prior episode about learning how to rest. But I'm still navigating that. Like I don't make episodes and then all of a sudden it's like, guys, this is just what I went through and I overcame it. And voila, I'm a new person. I'm a lot better at this. No, it's like an ongoing process. I am just willing to be vulnerable and transparent in the midst of the process so that other people who I know are going through it, who cannot really articulate how they feel or don't really know if it's something anybody else can relate to. I feel like if I am dealing with it, then a lot of other people are. But like I said, a lot of people won't be open and transparent about it, but I will. I will always do my best to be transparent about things on this podcast versus try to educate you. I would rather lead by example and put myself in the position to try to help people versus get to the top and then just try to preach to you while you're climbing different parts of the mountain, right? That's how I choose to do things. I choose to just be the example and be transparent, be honest along the way, versus look down on people and talk after I've already achieved something. So that is just honest. That is just my honest piece for this week. I have been trying to rest this week because I took a big risk that I will later share, not right now, but I took a big risk and I've been applying the things that I've been learning. And this whole week I tried to rest, and for the most part I did, I think. But it was kind of like trying to rest and be at peace and trust that what I want is coming to me, even if I don't see it yet. And then that also comes with trying to navigate the guilt of feeling like, why am I resting when I should be doing something? But like I said, I had to realize that I don't always have to be doing something to get to where I want. I have to trust that even when I'm resting, even when I'm still, I have to trust that God is working on my behalf and it's going to happen regardless. So I've been learning how to do that this week, and I literally have been so, I don't know how to explain. Like, it's been hard. It's honestly been hard. And I've also been thinking about ways of growing my brand and different things all aligned with basically what I'm talking about on the podcast, like taking accountability and stuff. I've been thinking of new ways to grow and expand in ways that helps my audience. And I will most likely be putting those things into action next week. But I just wanted to be honest. I planned on recording something completely different this week. I plan on talking about something completely different. It will have to be next week. But I just thought, you know what? If I feel this way, someone has to feel this way. So let me just make an episode in case anybody can relate. So that's how I've been feeling, and I haven't been very productive. I've been trying to rest. I couldn't even bring myself. I was also very physically tired this week. Physically, mentally, emotionally, like I literally just felt very drained this week. So I really tried to rest and sleep a lot and try to get over the guilt of doing that. And I couldn't even bring myself to record a video episode for my podcast. So I thought, you know, let me just do audio. And it's so interesting because we watch these people who create content, like YouTubers, maybe other podcasters, people who constantly provide good content that we consume. And I am now actually seeing what they mean when they say, hey, I was just uninspired. I just had to take a break. It's like when you're the audience, when you are their audience and you love their content and they stop putting it out, it's like, why did you stop? You know, some of us understand, but at the same time, it's like, you really like their content. Why did you stop? But now being on the side of the content creator, I truly see what it means to feel burnout, because If I am very tired and exhausted in my own life, and just a quick disclaimer, none of this is like depression. I'm not going through anything sad. I feel fine. I feel amazing. I just understand that I am navigating new grounds and it's just like a lot of confusion and figuring it out. But I'm very optimistic about all of it. But in the process, it did make me feel like I really don't want to record this week. That's why this week, this episode is not going to be a video episode. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I just didn't feel like doing the whole video setup, the whole production. And for 2 seconds, I felt bad about it. I was like, look at you not being consistent. Look at you like not doing what you need to be doing. But then I said, you know what? I need some grace. I will still put out an episode that will explain what I'm currently dealing with, not to like complain or bring or to have any excuses, but to just hopefully let it find the people it will resonate with. And I just thought, you know what, I still want to put out an episode, so I'm just going to make it audio only, and I'm not going to put the pressure on myself to create a video. But like I said, I also have some ideas of expanding and growth, different things that will help my audience. Most importantly, that I will be working on this week. I will announce all of it in due time. But I just wanted to record this episode to be transparent with y'all. Like this spiritual journey, this leveling up stuff, like I can sit here and talk about how great it is, because it is great. A lot of it is great. Don't get me wrong. A lot of it is great. It's very rewarding to see how far you've come. It's very rewarding to take yourself from a place where you were just at such a low point and all of a sudden you are doing much better. But I just thought, you know what, let me just be transparent about the harder parts of leveling up, the harder parts of going on this spiritual journey. Let me just be honest. Let me just be transparent, because people think it's like, okay, you know what? I want to get to this new level in my life. I'm just going to heal and I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to work on myself and then boom, all of a sudden it's going to happen. No, the amount of work you have to do, the amount of faith you have to have on the back end, the amount of confusion that you will feel when you do level up and you have to apply all of the things that you've learned in the same environment that you were in. You have to now, you see things differently. You have a different perception of things. So now you have to act differently. You have to act accordingly. And you just don't resonate with a lot of the things you used to resonate with. Like there's a lot that goes into it that we don't really address enough for my liking. Because a lot of this stuff I'm just figuring out on my own. And I have to constantly remind myself that I'm not sad. I'm not going through anything bad. It's just literally navigating a new level. I am at the point where I am healed. I've healed myself to a certain point. Healing is a constant journey, but it's like I have been through a lot of healing. I have developed a new perspective. I have a lot more confidence. And now I just see the world differently and I don't react to it the same way I used to. Whereas I used to not really gatekeep who gets access to me, who gets access to my energy and the healed version of me. And I didn't really, you know, filter what I'm exposed to for my sanity and, you know, stuff like that. Now I'm seeing that all of this is important and I actually have to do this and I don't actually resonate with this anymore. So I don't want to do it. And unfortunately, that means I don't really want to talk to certain people like I used to. And now all of a sudden, the things I used to entertain, I don't really want to entertain them anymore. So now what do I do in my free time since I now no longer enjoy doing certain things? You see what I mean? Like, it's just a lot of new. It's not bad. It's not sad. You're not depressed. I'm not depressed. I'm not down. I am just going through something new. I'm just learning how to navigate something new. I'm learning to lean more on God's understanding and not my own. I'm learning to strengthen my faith. I'm learning that I have to implement better habits in my life that are hard to start, like waking up significantly earlier and having different routines when I did not live my life like that for most of my life. And now I'm realizing that I need to do a complete 180 in order to continue climbing that very steep slope. I'm realizing that I literally have to make a lot of changes, and I'm going through changes, and I just have to be patient with myself. I just have to be patient and give myself a lot of grace because it's a new level that I have never experienced before. So I don't know how to deal with it. So I can't be hard on myself when all of a sudden I have a new reaction to something that I used to react to differently for most of my life. It's just new. So if you can relate, I would just highly encourage you to just give yourself more grace. It's new. You're at a new level, right? You have to get used to this new level. You have to apply what you've learned. You have to figure out how you have to do things differently to continue climbing. Give yourself some grace. You have never been here before. I have never been here before. I can't beat myself up over it. Like, think of when you were in school and you went to a new grade and you were learning things that were harder. You can't like be down on yourself because you failed the first test. Like, no, learn from that failure and do better on the next one. This is a new concept. This is a new class. You have to learn. You have to learn and give yourself time to apply it. Don't beat yourself up in this new level before you even give yourself a chance. Just give yourself some grace, and I will work on doing that myself. And I hope that, you know, for me personally, all of the things that I continue to provide for my lovely audience, who I appreciate very much, will help you, will resonate, etc., you know. But I have to give myself some grace first. So that's all I wanted to share in this week's episode. Just give yourself some grace. All right, now we will be back to regular scheduled programming next week because I feel like this week is going to be big for me, this upcoming week. I feel like I will get back into the groove of things and all will be well. All is well, but all will be a lot better next week. So we will be back to regular scheduled programming next week. And expect a lot of new things. Expect a lot of big things because I'm expecting it. So yeah, give yourself some grace this week and as you continue to level up, and I will talk to you next Sunday.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.